Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't believe this.
What?
Well, look what she's using to clean that window.
Windex.
Ain't that what they're supposed to use?
Well, yeah, if you want a clean window.
Ah, look at him, huh? He's got that other stuff nice and streaky.
Oh, come on. Windex even cleans what the other stuff leaves behind.
So? A bird could get hurt flying into a window like that.
The difference is clear. For a streak-free shine every time, Windex is best on glass.
What's this?
New mountain berry scent.
Fresh.
Live on air.
Hello, hello. Hello, peace and blessings, everybody. This is a product of WBNN. This is All in One, and I'm your host, Alicia Lavon. We are on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. You know the number. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope you are doing well. I am your host, Alicia Lavon. Like I said before, I have a co-host who should be in queue right now, Matthew Smith, realtor and investor extraordinaire. Are you there, Matthew?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Yes, we can hear you. I have all my friends and family around right now. And we are here to educate everybody on the topic of the night, a business mindset. Matthew, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, alive and well, excited to be on here, share some good nuggets, and just excited. How you doing?
Awesome, awesome. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being my co-host tonight. I hope that, you know, in the future, if we have a good broadcast, I hope that you will join us in the future. We have Brother O here as well. Are you here, Brother O? Say something.
Well, I'm not really supposed to be saying anything, but welcome, Alicia Lavon, to, of course, WBNN. Welcome back. This person here has been with us since 2000. She used to be with us in 2017. And part of our outstanding alumni, and it's so good to have you back, Alicia.
Thank you. Thank you for saying something any way you weren't supposed to. I appreciate that. So I just want to jump right into it. Matthew, you're here because we're talking about business mindset, right? And you are here because you are an entrepreneur, somewhat of a serial entrepreneur, from what I understand. You run multiple businesses. And I'd like to start by asking you, what is the definition of a business mindset here?
You know, when it comes to entrepreneurship, a business mindset, I think it's a couple of things. I think it's somehow doing something that you're passionate about, being independent, finding your cause, your purpose in life, and seeing how you can monetize it. I think that's really the main thing. And, of course, once it gets to that, you know, you got to know what's the cost for what you're looking for. You got to know what's required and seeing if you can reach that, seeing if you can accomplish that. And then sort of along that, being organized, finding the right partners. I think all of that kind of encompasses of what being an entrepreneur is.
Right. I agree. I feel the same way. It's funny that you say that because finding the right partners. For those who don't know who are listening, I'm also an entrepreneur, and it took me a long time to kind of get there. I didn't really have anybody in the beginning telling me, you know, what steps to take and you know, what not to do. So pretty much for me, after speaking to, you know, a bunch of different entrepreneurs and getting, you know, having some mentors, I was told, and I actually found this out for myself, that your company is as good as your team. So it's funny that you say that, Matthew, because I feel the same way, and I realize that the harder the team around you works, the better off and more successful your business would be. So I suggest that everybody get the right people around you. Don't have people that are going to, you know, take you off of your square or bring you down, you know, anything like that. You know, it's as much as you giving people the opportunity to have to have the opportunity to work for your business and then them helping your business grow as well. So if you don't have the right employees and the right team, you know, behind you, you know, I don't know how successful. I don't know anybody that has a successful business that has a bunch of, you know, horrible employees or lazy people that don't want to work or people that's holding them back, you know, throughout my journey from people in my lives and in my life. And some people have held me back and it took me back from business. But then when I have the right people around me, my business thrives, and I started noticing that. So that's a very good key point, Matthew. Thank you for that. I would say, yeah, helping others grow and somebody helping you grow. Because at some point, have you had a mentor? Did somebody help you grow to that, Matthew?
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate. I've worked a couple of jobs, and I've had, like, strong men who are skilled in different aspects of management, sales, kind of mentor me, kind of tell me how to walk when I'm going to talk, what not to say to a client. And I never had that when I was growing up, how to dress, how to stand upright, even as far as how you should be breathing when you're in front of somebody. So, and I would watch how organized they were, what time they came in, what time they left. And what happens is sometimes when you have a mentor, you have different mentors. You have those mentors who are in person. It could be a relative. It could be a manager. It could be a friend, too. And then you have your kind of your online mentors, you know, the YouTube guys you watch. That's cool, too. But what happens is you're going to mimic those behaviors into what you do, whatever it is that you're doing. It's kind of like the late, great Kobe Bryant and how he had to watch Jordan. And what's really crazy about it is you can argue he actually became just like Jordan.
Oh, wow.
If you really take a look at it. So it's important. Yeah, you know, so that's important to have a mentor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's important.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's probably a good representation for a lot of those basketball fans out there who can follow Jordan and follow Kobe and to see how successful, you know, players have become from, you know, like you said, the original Jordan and, you know, how there's much more of those successful, you know, players now, probably because Jordan paved the way. And you're right. I would say the same thing as far as, you know, my experience goes too, having, you know, I mean, I have had people who have not necessarily been, some people have been business mentors, but, you know, even life mentors and life coaches and good friends that give you great advice and older cousins or, you know, family members, elders, you know, my grandmother, you know, was a huge advocate for business. And, you know, I remember being, you know, 10 or 11 years old, and you know, she, you know, we had the rhinestones, you know, she bought me the rhinestones, and we, you know, I wasn't a successful clothes designer, but you know, she bought the rhinestones in the clothes so that we can put the rhinestones on the clothes and you know, to do that or the selling of the lemonade stands and things like that. So I find myself instilling those things in my in the younger generation of my family as well. You know, even with real estate, I have had some of, you know, the younger kids in the family, you know, pass flyers out for me and things like that and let them know, you know, I'll pay you guys to pass these flyers out. You know, I think it's important to show them a business mindset, and that's what I've done. I've done that to, you know, my children and, you know, other people in the family as well. But let's take a break for a second. Let's regroup and let's have this track. This next track is by DJ Levin, Legend, Brother O.
Superman. knock you down. X-ray vision. It's so easy to fly straight to your heart. Yes, I'm Superman. I am Superman. And I know that's what's happening. I am Superman. And I can do anything. Look at the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Fast as a bullet or a supersonic train.
Hello. Welcome back. Thank you so much from DJ Legend. We appreciate that. You sound great. Okay. So, Matthew, are you still with me?
Matthew's in the house.
Okay. I like to hear it. I love to hear it. Matthew, can you please give us a way to contact you, Instagram handle or anything, in case anybody wants to ask any more questions about this business mindset that you're talking about? You're so well informed.
Sure. So, you know, of course, you can just reach out to me, 267-600-7900. If you want to call, text, you can also send an email. That is, I'm going to spell it out, ALLIN, the number one, property 215 at gmail.com. And of course, on Instagram, it is Matt Smith, the realtor, at Matt Smith, the realtor. Yeah.
Awesome. Matt Smith, the realtor. I love it. How long have you been a realtor?
I've been a realtor for 5 years. Started in New York, and then, you know, I really wanted to get into investing, to tell you the truth. It wasn't really about just being a realtor. I just did I decided to become a realtor to get some commissions and get a property. So once I did that, I said, where am I going to invest in? Invested in, looked at Delaware, looked at Baltimore. Then I said, what about Philly? One of the largest cities in America. Went to Philly and just started, you know, in Philadelphia. And once I started, I decided, you know what, let me just actually bring my license over. And brought my license over. And that's kind of when I met you, of course. And then we just started hitting the ground rolling. And then the business that was in Philly, I don't know what it is about Philly, but I don't know if it's a little bit of the New York swag, but the business literally tripled in Philly, you know.
Ooh.
You know, of course, that's some of that is because of you, but, you know, for sure, I don't know what it is, but, it, you know, it could be the system we have, but, yeah, the business has tripled in terms of volume in Philadelphia, so it's exciting. Hmm?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just joking around. I said it could be me, you know, the way you said that. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Fun fact about Philly, now that you say that, Philly is the fifth largest city in the United States. I'm not sure if you knew that. So that was a very good decision for you to consider Philly after being in New York because, you know, obviously
yep.
I feel like the market is so saturated in New York, and then now it's moving to Philly and Baltimore and then Atlanta. And obviously,
mm-hmm.
LA is just not even an option
right.
at this point. You know, as much as we, you know, would love to be there in the sun, and I feel like Florida's picking up a lot too. So that's funny that you say that. So can you tell me, or can you tell our listeners? By the way, we're on air now from Lagos. So anybody who's listening, please dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Please call in because we are interested in your questions. But anyway, so back to what I was going to ask you. You talked a lot about investing. You talked a lot about, you know, your real estate career and, you know what exactly do you do for, say, you know, because you talked about helping others. What do you do for the community? Like, what all do you do? Because I know that you're a very interesting person. But tell some of our listeners about, you know, some of the things that you do to help build the community.
Yeah, you know, when I think about real estate, it's definitely, of course, it is the number one wealth generator. It's the number one, you know, millionaire maker in the country. But that community aspect is important. So there's different angles. You know, I look at it, I'm helping people create generational wealth. You know, I think that's very important. A bank's not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to take your money, put it in a CD with barely any interest. A financial advisor probably is not going to do that. They just want commissions on a, you know, on a project. But what the services we offer, you know, myself and you, of course, you know, we work together. It's kind of like we have a real estate boutique, and we have a whole bunch of services to hold somebody's hand so that they can create, you know, generational wealth. So if you're buying a house, if you're an investor, you know, we're going to help you find a house. If you have to do some repairs, we'll help you guide you through that process. If you have to find a tenant afterwards, we'll help you through that process. And when the tenant is inside, we're going to help you manage the process. And even on the tenant aspect, because we're helping the landlord, you know, in the process, this tenant is getting a property that's in good condition. They're getting a property that they're going to feel proud of, bringing their friends and family over to. And that's actually going to do something to them probably mentally and emotionally and inspire them, you know, for over a course of time. Because I know, PHA has a good program where I guess they'll help you transition out, but that'll even help them. So I think that's part of the community aspect, whether it's the tenant, the landlord, or somebody's buying, or even just the construction worker or the handyman who needs some work.
Wow.
You know, I think that's how we tie in the community.
Well, it sounds like you have a all-in-one channel. You've got everything that, you know, the community needs, even like you said, from working, you know, you're bringing jobs to the community, you're increasing, you're beautifying the community by, you know, flipping these dilapidated houses, you know, you're teaching people how to invest who otherwise wouldn't have had the knowledge to do so. So that's a beautiful thing you guys are doing over there. So I do hope that people reach out to you, you know, on your Instagram and everything. As a matter of fact, I see a caller calling in right now. Can we get the caller on the line, please?
Call you on the line.
Hello,
mute yourself, caller. I guess they weren't ready to talk, so we're going to put them back in ice. So we'll see what happens when they call back in there. All right, continue this wonderful interview with our brother Matthew Smith.
Okay, so we had a caller, but you know they got cold feet. No big deal, caller. We are here. We're here to answer questions. We're here to help others grow. So there's no need to call in and be shy. Just call in, press one. I gave you guys the number, but I'll give it to you again. If anybody is listening, they have any questions, or they just have some knowledge that we're not aware of, or if they want to make, please call in to 516-453-9133, and please press one to join the conversation. We want to hear from you. But So Matthew, while we wait for that caller to get their questions in order, let me ask you about, so you talked a lot about real estate, and, you know, we're coming close to our time right now. So I want to ask you the state of the business. I want to know what is the future, because a lot of stuff has been going on right now. We got inflation, gas prices are through the roof. Interest rates are going back up, and they just started that foreclosure thing where other people who were safe by the foreclosure now don't have that safety anymore because of the pandemic, you know, is winding down. So tell me, Matthew, what is your opinion on the state of the real estate market going forward, and what can we do to protect ourselves from this, you know, the scary time?
Yeah, a lot has happened in the past couple of weeks, not even months or years, really the past weeks. But I think, you know, there's multiple ways to look at it. For sure, interest rates are rising. What that means is that your mortgage is going to be slightly higher, for sure. The inventory in terms of homes are still low. So it's a little bit of a weird, you know, situation we're in. I don't think it's really necessarily like the crash of 2008, where there was a lot of fraud going on with mortgages. People were buying houses that they weren't qualifying. So that's not happening now. But it is still somewhat of a weird time with inflation. So in terms of, there's different aspects. If you're making money in real estate as an agent or investor, you have to have multiple outlets to make money. If you are an agent, you might want to add a second thing to your repertoire, like how we do. If you're an investor, just don't buy a property to flip. Buy a property to have the option of, okay, I might flip this, I might rent it, I might Airbnb it, or I may just live in it. So have multiple options either way you go. That way, you know, your back is not against the wall because you went in with only one option. And then if something happens in the economy that's drastic, that could affect you. And one more thing I'll say about that, buy it right. Buy it right, you know your numbers. There's a lot we could talk about after repair value, the renovation costs. Buy it right, do your due diligence. You know, what we do, we definitely do our due diligence with our clients, but that's something I'll recommend.
Wow. Yeah, that's good information. Well, you know, what you're doing right now is you're giving away a lot of good knowledge, you know, right now. And we appreciate that here because it's a lot of people who don't know where to start, you know. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to get going. And,
yeah.
You know, it's to me like you're the person that they need to speak to. You're very knowledgeable. You've been doing this for a long time. You have investment properties. You know, what other aspects of the business in real estate do you own? I understand you have some property management as well. How does that work? I mean, that's another avenue of revenue in business as well, right?
Yeah. You know, so on that side, of course, you know, me and you partner on that side for sure. It's just another stream. You know, I think I said this. I must have said it to you and somebody else. You want to have multiple streams in a stream. So, yeah, you know, if you're a real estate agent, you're selling, you're making sales, but what else can you do in real estate that complements that? Oh, okay, you can manage people's properties. And then on the business side of it, when you're managing properties, of course, there's multiple avenues to make money while you're doing that, whether it's monthly, whether that's there's a turnover in an apartment, there's fees associated with that. There's repairs that have to happen. So that's one thing that we do. We do project development or project management, not property management. That's a little bit different. So that's where somebody comes in. Like I was saying before, they want to flip the house. Okay, we're going to walk you in. We'll give you a referral with a contractor. We'll help you out with the estimate. We'll kind of be the middleman between you and the contractor. And, you know, that's just another aspect of the business that we do as well. So, yeah, wow. Multiple streams in a stream.
Right. I like that. That's the way that sounds. That's going to be my next Twitter post. Multiple streams. A lot. So you're doing property management, you're doing investment, you're a real estate agent. And, you know, we got some more time in the show, so I can't wait to dig into more of what you do and what you offer to our community right now and our listeners. But right now we are going to play a track by DJ Legend Brother O. So go ahead and give it to me. Thank you so much, DJ Legend Brother. Oh, we appreciate that funky music. Thank you. Thank you. So I just want to remind everybody who's listening right now, we are here to answer all questions. We are here to have an open discussion about the state of the business, about the real estate market, and, you know, any other type of business, because we do have two serial entrepreneurs on the air right now. So now's the time to dig in if you want to join that entrepreneur lifestyle. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Okay, Matthew, are you still with me? I know you are.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Appreciate you. So, I want to talk to you about, so we talked a lot about investing in some of the things that you do and some of the things that you do for the community, but what I really, really want to get into to for our listeners right now is how to take action. Because, you know, we can talk about this and talk about that. You see all these, you see somebody on Instagram, you know, I don't know, some of these people who say, oh, yeah, you know, we doing this, we doing that, we making all this money, and if you want to join us, it's going to be $5,000. $5,000, $10,000 to join up to do this thing and become a multimillionaire with real estate. But what I learned, right, you don't need to pay somebody $5,000 or $10,000 to become, you know, an investor with real estate or to get this type of knowledge. You know, it just has to be somebody with a good heart that's willing to share it without, you know, sacrificing their own time, you know, instead of, you know, trying to beat people over the head with prices. Because, you know, I've looked into some of when I was a realist. Well, first of all, when I was working for another company, and I was tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I'm working for this company. I had a good job. I got a good job in telecommunications. I worked from home sometimes, and it was great. You got good benefits and everything, 401ks and everything like that. Great medical insurance, and I still wasn't satisfied. It still wasn't enough. I still had a need. I still was, you know, I needed more money. I needed something else, and, you know, I reached out and said, oh, I want to do real estate, because I kept seeing that real estate was the fastest way, the fastest legal way, might I add, for anybody else who's listening who might not necessarily be living legal, but we're not going to talk about that. The fastest legal way to make some money was to buy some property, flip it. You buy a house for this much money, you flip it, you walk away with $20,000 minimum or whatever, you know, the deal is, depending on the type of property that you're looking into. But you could do that. Where else do you know you can get $20,000 in a couple of months? I don't know. My job surely wasn't giving it to me because I was living paycheck to paycheck. This was one lump sum. So that's when I started trying to get into real estate, and I was looking on Instagram, and I was following all these gurus and all of these, you know, big-time, you know, real estate guys who were flipping houses and doing whatever they were doing in my area. And I would reach out, because I'm not shy, so I reach out to them. Hey, you know, my name is Alicia. I want to get into real estate. I want to do what you're saying that you can do for me on your posts and on your blogs and on your radio shows and all on your stuff that you're posting here. And they would say, okay, yeah, no problem. Come to the seminar. It's going to be $5,000, and then we're going to teach you everything you got to do to get into the real estate game. I said, okay, wait a minute. So I'm going to give you $5,000, and what's that going to get me? That's going to give you the knowledge that you need to get into the real estate game. So I got to have $5,000 to get the knowledge, but then I got to have another $5,000 or $10,000 to put down on the property and do this and that too? So you talking about in the next year or two, I thought I'd spend a lot of money on VRE. So, you know, my thing right now is what you're doing in the community, I want to know, do you have some sort of outlet for these people? And if so, what is the price? What is the upfront cost for this investment group to get in, to get the knowledge, to understand? How do we get, other than calling in to the number at 516-453-9133 and pressing 1 to join the conversation. Other than that, what else can somebody do to join your investment group and get this information and this knowledge? Like, how much money do we have to give you today to learn more?
So that's a good question. And, yeah, I totally identify with your experience. What I would recommend, well, for what we do, first off, it's free. Joining the group is free. It's free to join. It's free to see the examples. Once we take you on a path and we give you some education, you know, of course, you know, we got to get paid. There are commissions involved. If you need us to manage your property, we do have fees for that. If you need us to manage your project, if you're doing a flip, if you're doing an Airbnb and some renovation, there is a fee for that as well. So once you get the ball rolling, we do have some fees, but just entering into our group, just looking at other people, we do have some other people who bought properties, who've done rentals, who turning them, you know, doing some renovations. We have one person, I think they bought something in Southwest Philly. And then what I love about it is he can go either way. He can flip or he can keep it and rent it out. So something like that is a good example if you're inside the group. And once you're ready, of course, we're going to motivate you. You know, just see people like that are going to motivate you. But once you're ready to take the step, we'll tell you what you need to get rolling. And then, you know, we just kind of hold your hand. And then in the process, you know, if we have to manage your property, if there's a tenant involved, we do charge. Or if you need us to manage your project, there is, you know, we do charge. But just to get the ball rolling, just to get a property, there's really no entry price.
Wow. So you mean to tell me, I just want to make sure I'm getting it straight. So you mean to tell me I've been talking to people and I've been dying to get into real estate for the last 5 or 10 years, and people have been telling me, oh, it's $5,000. I keep saying that number because literally somebody told me it was $5,000.
Right, right. Let me just say this too, if you don't mind, just to double back. Now, there are some other stuff that's involved. I'll be quick. If you have to get an LLC, we can do your LLC for you. We can expedite your LLC. If you need a virtual office, we could help you out with that. There are fees associated with that. And if you need your credit repair, we can help you repair your credit as well. So once you need those services, and we're not going to beat you in the head, we'll help you with those services. But just being part of the group and listening and learning, that's free of charge. Just wanted to say that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's something else, because like I said, I mean, I've never heard that, you know, where you just give all this information, just have people join in. So basically you're giving people a head start at life, at business, at real estate. They're getting a head start. So, wow. That's awesome. We definitely appreciate that. But, right now we have another caller two. Are you there? Caller two. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm here. I'm calling from Hamilton. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Awesome.
Is it
awesome.
Me on the line? Is it me on the line? Okay, it's me on the line. Okay,
yeah,
I'm calling from New Jersey. My name is Nate.
Nate. Hi, Nate.
Nate
hey, Nate.
Turner. How y'all doing
hey.
Tonight?
We're doing awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. How
doing
are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
I'm doing amazing. I'm doing awesome. I'm accepting. I'm feeling good. I'm accepting what, you know, life and the universe has to offer for me. I'm taking everything with grace. You know, failure doesn't last for so long. So
mm-hmm.
not saying that I failed at anything, you know, but yeah.
Life. Yeah, life. Life has its ups and downs, you know. It happens to everybody, and you have a great positive mindset. So, you know, with that type of energy, I think you'll be okay. Thanks for calling in. I mean, what's up with you? What do you do? Tell me about you. Tell me about yourself. What do you got going on?
Well, right now I'm working on recording my next single, which
Ooh.
I don't have a title for that. So first and foremost, I'm a dancer, choreographer, creative director, singer, songwriter. I do all of that out of the love and the gift that the Most High that I serve has given me and he has blessed
wow.
me with. So, you know,
wow.
with that field and the performing arts field is a hard challenge. But, you know, things come and go and you got to continue to keep pressing forward. To know what the universe is opening up for us all is to keep on going.
Mm.
You know, I'm not making music or recording music or writing music to be number one on the charts or to do anything like that. So if the Most High have anything in that order in store for me, of course I'll be blessed, you know, to carry it on. But besides that, you know, I'm out here surviving, living like everybody else.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's funny that you say that, because the music business, I mean, because our topic obviously is, you know, a business mindset. And the music business is a very songwriter. And at one point in time, like yourself, I was, you know, a professional musician. And I just felt like, you know, that business wasn't for me. So God bless you and what you're doing. It's not easy, you know. It's really tough, and you got, it's a lot of politics to it. And you know, but it's needed though, because music, it can change your mood. It can change your music.
Yes, it carries us on.
Yeah. So that's important. That's important business that you're doing right now. That's you know, that's something I couldn't.
So most it was definitely.
It was a tough business for me.
Yeah, I write good music. In my opinion, you know, I write good music, music that speaks to me. If it doesn't speak to you, it's not meant for you. It's not meant to be spoken to you. So bypass it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not going to wash myself down to make you feel, you know, king of the king, queen, or queen of the queen on the throne. Why can't I do what I love to do and feel secure in everything with the things that I like to do? Why can't I do that? Why is only space? Why is it only space for people to dislike things? Why isn't there no space for others to like things and gravitate to things and allow those things that they're gravitating to change their outlooks on life?
Right.
You know, it's a different story, and it's a different time right now. It's a different story. It's a different time right now. Music is life. Music that speaks to us. Not the downgrade music to make you look at your brother and sister like something is wrong with them and having you creating this negative vibe in your body, others who's on a positive vibration. Music shouldn't do that. Music should allow you to gracefully move through the day and move through time. Time is an illusion, although time is an illusion, but move through time and move through different phases in your life so you can elevate yourself.
Right. No, I definitely agree. You know, like you said, it's an important space to be in. It makes the world around us. You speak universal language, you know? Like we learned that, you know, we learned that from the beginning. You know, it's something that we all deal with, it's a universal. Everybody knows it, no matter what language you speak. But listen, do you have a question for me or Matthew about anything that you heard? Are you listening to us, Nate?
I was listening to like the last 3 minutes of you guys' conversation. I heard you guys talking about buying property, and I heard you saying, don't quote me, so basically, if you wanted to invest in property, they'll help you invest. But what you have to have up front is $500 just for the knowledge. And then after that, there's still a dominant, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off because, no, I don't want anybody to think that that's what it is. I was saying that had me do that. Like, you had to invest this money in the beginning. But Matthew is saying that what he's doing and what his company is doing, he has an investment group, and he said they're not charging you anything up front. So even somebody like you. So, you know, you do music just like I used to do music, and I got into property management, and I got into real estate. And if you wanted to do the same thing, all you got to do is reach out. And he's going to basically light the way. But his payment in return is that once you flip the property or once you do whatever, you will list it with him because he's a realtor. So he's offering a great program here. But, you know, I can't really go into full detail because I got to play this next track. Well, DJ Legend, Brother O, got to play this next track. But listen out to what he's saying, because if this is something you want to do or want to get into, he's got all the information. Matt, after the DJ plays his information, I'm going to have you go ahead and, you know, close us out and give your information again so people can Appreciate it. So we are back right now with a business mindset. And I got my co-host on here slash guest, Matthew Smith, the realtor. Matt, give me your contact information once again for everybody as we're closing up for the show. Matt?
Hey, what's going on? So, yeah, you know, if you have any questions or you want somewhat of a consultation, you can reach out to us at 267-600-7900. Again, 267-600-7900. My Instagram is at Matt Smith, the Realtor. at Matt Smith, the realtor. And on there you can see our, you know, some of our investment group, some of the stuff we do. You know, we have like a somewhat of a WhatsApp, a chat group. We'll do a consultation first, and then we'll kind of lead you into that as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we have one more caller, Matt. I'm going to have you stay on the line in case this next caller has any questions for you. So, caller, where are you from? What's your name and where are you from? Hello, caller.
Come on, callers. Come on. Caller, you there? All right, then just put them back on ice. Well, you know, I can come on and do in ghost time anyway, so I want to thank all the folks that counted our rivalry to call in tonight to our wonderful show. It's so wonderful, and it's so outstanding to have someone like Alicia LeVon coming back to us, okay? No, she's not an intern. She's been with us before, so only interns come with us if they don't know what they're doing or they're brand new. But well, I was so glad to have her back here on this stage here tonight. And she's one of our 17ers. Her and Huni Bakartoon are the only two of this network that started in 2017. And that transition, at that time, she was with Dana Network. So, you know, we do have one more caller that would like to speak to Miss Alicia. And this person is coming back to the network, alumni host coming back to the network next month on a Tuesday. Rajet Mentuhotep L. How you doing, brother?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, it's amazing to hear about this show right now. Yeah. It's amazing to hear about the show right now. I do have a question for the fellow realtor.
All right, bring Matt back on the line.
Mr. Matt.
All right, Mr. Smith, you on the line.
My question is, what are some of the comments you say to clients that make them interested in purchasing a property?
Sorry, can
yeah, watch it. Reiterate that question again.
It was what are some of the comments that you would say to a client to have them become interested in purchasing a property?
Okay, good question, and I gotta say as well, thanks for calling in, man. I would say, you know, in terms of the due diligence process, what is the property? First of all, what are you getting at versus what is the property going to be worth when you finish all your work? That phrase is called after repair value or ARV. So you want to make sure you're buying it right. Where a popular term in the last crash was a lot of people are going underwater. So if you buy it right and you have a good after repair value, you're not going to go underwater no matter what happens. You know, if you ask me, that's one thing I'll reference to. Another thing we often send our clients is an estimate of what type of rehab is necessary. You know, we've done a lot of these rehabs, so I'll give them, if it's a heavy rehab and you got to do a full knockdown, do like almost like a new building, I say, okay, this is a heavy job. Yeah, you're getting it at a good price, but it's heavy. Do you have the risk appetite for this? If it's a mid-level reno, we'll let you know. It's a mid-level reno, might be 30, 40, 50K. If it's a light reno, we'll say it's a light reno. Something we say for that is called like a lipstick job. It's just painting and flooring. That's an easy reno. We'll let you know. And what we'll do is if you do each of those renos, that's going to take you to that after repair value, and then we'll have that in there. We'll have the square footage. We'll have the bedrooms. We can tell you, okay, it got one bath. You might have to add another bath based off this. And what we get with the after repair value is we compare that property to other properties that have sold. So we're going to do all that research. I know it's a lot, but we're going to provide all that research for our clients so you feel comfortable making the purchase. And we're not just sleazy salesmen just trying to get commission. No, we want to make sure you succeed and you can create generational wealth. So the purchase has to make sense for you and even for your family or whoever you're partnering with.
Awesome.
If that helps.
Yes, it does. That definitely does help. And because I have a couple other questions, but I'll be able to hit you on the gram, on the Instagram. you know, and far as for the radio show host, you know what I mean, you're doing a great job, especially with, like, far as the topic and with the days and times that we're in, because even myself, I've heard a lot about a lot of advertisements in regards to real estate. So I definitely appreciate the show right now.
Wow. Well, you know, that's, we appreciate you appreciating us. You know, every, you know, we're going to do this on Wednesdays. We're going to bring up other, you know, topics. You know, we're going to talk about some of the hard, you know, questions and answers that, you know, people are trying to figure out in this business and this real estate market and other things as well, not just real estate. That was just a way for us to open up, you know, the show, because it's my passion and it's something that I've had success in since I've been on the show, like Brother O had mentioned. You know, I had been on the show before, and since then I've had a huge transition. So thank you so much for calling in. That is our time. So this is Ngozi with your mother's and father's favorite producer, and I'm out.
No, you ain't out yet. You still got final thoughts, Miss Lady. It's just Ngozi time. You can get yourself acclimated. You always have a final thoughts after I come on. But we're so glad to have Miss LaVon back, Alicia LaVon. You know, like I said, she's a 17er. And what more can we say that haven't already been said? Great job tonight. And, of course, my Ngozi time is always brought to you by my commissioner, the fifth reigning commissioner of our Outstanding Historic Network, Dr. Chinchilla Jonisi, and after her, you're right back on, Ms. LaVon. Commissioner.
All right. Good evening, and I enjoyed the part of the show that I heard, and welcome back to WBNN, Alicia. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malebe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Alicia LaVon.
All right. Thank you so much for those remarks. Again, this is All in One with your host, Alicia LaVon, signing out. I thank you so much for my guest, Matthew Smith, the realtor, all my callers for calling in and, you know, giving your thoughts and, you know, your questions. We appreciate it. We do this for you. I could be reached, obviously, at Alicia LaVon on Instagram, Facebook, and, you know, any other social media. And that's our show for tonight, guys, The Business Mindset. I hope you got something from it.